We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the end of the line, Kisolik Rab Abba. We are learning about the Shaila of Shvutas Hayerech Ba'oif. If the foot falls out of its socket and it comes out, is the Oif Kosher. So we had first the Gemara brought down from Rav Yehuda Amarav that it's Pasul, that's Trefa. And then we had from the next member from Rav Huna Amarav that it's kosher. So Rav Huna Amarav said it's kosher, and Rav Yehuda Amarav said it's a trefa. So the Gemara Kisolik Rav Abba, Ashkel Rav Zera, the Yosef Kama Rav Abba, when he went up there to Israel, so both him and Rav Zera, both Rav and Rav Zera were at one point in Bavel, and now Rav Zera went up first, and later on Rav Abba went up there to Israel. So Kisolik Rav Abba, Ashkel Rav Zera, the Yosef Kama, he was saying, oh, Amar Rav Huna Amarav, Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Trefa. He was saying from Rav Huna that a Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is a Trefa. Omalei, Chaye Demar, he makes a Shua that Meyema de Solik Mar Lahacha, from when you left a Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, on top of base now, Havalon Pischem Pe Kamei Rav Huna. Well, a lot of times we spoke about Shmutas Yerech to Rav Huna, Vashalina, we asked him, Va'omalon Shmutas Yerech Boiv Ksheira. That means even if you maybe have that memra from years ago from Rav Huna that it's pasul, that it's trefa, we have a memra now that it's kosher. We also, found Rav Abba saying that Rav Yirmi Abba was sitting the kabodik with Tzemes Gidim. I want to find Rav Yirmi Abba checking a chicken by the Tzemes Gidim. But actually, I asked him, Lisovli Marhod Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shmutas Yerech Boiv Ksheira? That don't you hold of the memra of Rav Huna Marav, the Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is kosher? And he didn't argue with me, he agreed that that's Rav Huna Shita. Again, bring it right, Rav Huna Shita is that's kosher. Amalei, Anomas Nisim Idana, you know, I hear what you're asking. I hear you're saying for Rav Huna, Shmutas Yerech is kosher. But I know a Mishnah. That's what Rav Yirmi Yerba answered back. Anomas Nisim Idana, Behema Shenechtku Raglem Na'aku V'lamata, Behema that gets its foot cut Na'aku V'lamata, Ksheira, Na'aku V'lamala P'sula. And V'chein says, this is a behemoth, this says V'aytan Mishnah. V'chein Shenidol Tzemes Agidim. First of all, from above the knee, it's Trefa. Also, Tzemes Agidim, which is at the knee, also, if that's taken away, it's a Trefa. V'amar Rav, and Rav himself says Allah. V'chein Ba'if, says Ba'if. So Rav Yirmi Abba was there checking Tzemes Agidim, and I asked him, what do you mean? Rav Huna says that Shvutas Yerech is kosher. So he answers back, oh, but you know, you're right, I hear what you're saying, but I have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah on Rav, that Rav says on Mishnah, V'chein Ba'if, that's the term of the Gidim. So it's Shver, V'am Relay. So I said to him, when he asked me his Kasha, Yech Kasha Yidrav Adrav. So V'ak Shilay, so then I told him, Dilma Shani, and he was quiet, Ishtik, he was quiet, Yirmi Abba was quiet. And we saw like at the end of the yesterday, same exact conversation, Ishtik was quiet because he had a Pashto Teretz. So he was quiet. But actually, so I told him maybe Vidilma Shani Le Rab and Shmuta Lechatucha. Maybe the difference between something that's cut and something that falls out. The leg falls out. Va'amali and Rav Yirmi Abba told me back. Va'at Mefarshes Shmaitz the Rav. You think it's your pshat? Va'at Mefarshes. You're explaining it. Shmaitz the Rav Ferish Amma. It's a Ferish thing. Ferish Amma Rav. Va'at Mefarshes Shmaitz the Rav. Ferish Amma Rav. Shmuta Kasheira. The Shmuta is kosher. Vechatucha is psula. So Ad kan the conversation so far. The Rav Abba comes up to Rav Zera. Rav Zera is here from before him. Rav Zera is saying over already the old Rav Huna that it's a treifa. And Rav Abba tells him, by the way, Rav Huna holds kosher. And I even have a story of Yirmi Abba about this with Rav Yirmi Yerba Abba. I asked him from them and he took it seriously. It means Rav Huna holds the same Rav Shmutas Hayerech Ba'oif is kosher. So now Rav Abba came up there and asked Rav Zera, so what do you have? What are you tining? Well, what do you have? What's your memories from here in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, Hochi Amar Rav Chia Ba'ashi Amar Rav Shmutas Yerech Ba'if Trefa. I have a memra from Rav Chia Ba'ashi Shem Rav, the Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is a Trefa. So it's a new Rav. There's a bunch of different versions of Rav. Either Trefa or Ksher, but a lot of different Amaroim have members of Shem Rav. Bechena Rav Yaakov Va'idi Rav Yechanon Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is Trefa. The Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is Trefa. Rav Yaakov Va'idi says Shem Rav Yechanon Shmutas Yerech Ba'if is Trefa. Om Rav Yaakov Va'idi Umale Hoy Rav Yechanon Ba'asra Da Oru B'Charvus Olatera. The truth is, Rav Yaakov says Rav Yechanon will be in a city where his chaverim, the big tamid chamim, were saying that it's mutter loy parches. He wouldn't have moved the inch. He would not have said a streifa. Just the only reason why he says streifa, he wasn't together with the matirim, the chashav matirim. Who are the chashav matirim? The Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rebbe, Rav Chanina said b'shem Rebbe, shmutas yarech ba'ayfes kshera, a shmuta yarech ba'ayfes kosher. And a story of a tanagaros hoyslo Rav Chanina. And there was a chicken to Rabbi Chanina, Shishnishpta Yarach Shla, that its Yarach came out, the Vilafnei Rabbi, they brought it in front of Rabbi, Vetiraloi. And Rabbi said it's Mutter, because Rabbi holds that Shmutas Yarach is not a Trefa. Umalcha Rabbi Chanina actually salted this piece of meat, Vahava Moirubah Halacha Tamidim, and they showed it to Tamidim, look, this exact thing, Rabbi said it's Mutter. But Moirubah Halacha Tamidim, Zeh Hitli Rabbi. And Lamais, what's the Halacha Lamaisa? Because we have a big machlokes, so different versions of Rav, different versions of Rav Huna. We have here a story of Rav Chanina and Rabbi. They says Mutter, what's the halacha? But less hilchasa kechol hanishmaitza. We don't paskin like all these shmaitza that say Shmuel Yerach is mutter, is kosher. We're going to bring a raya from a brisa that the halacha lemaisa is trefa. What's the raya? Eloki hod shal Rabbi Yosi ben Aroi as Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yosi ben Aroi had a question to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kediras kana bakama. How much a hole in the kana? If someone makes a hole in the kana, lachaticha, like a window in the kana in the trachea, what's the shear that it's considered a trefa? Amaloi. So Rav Shmuel Levi answered, Mishta Shlema Shinu. We have first a Mishta ad ke iser atalki. Until the shear of iser, the trachea is kshera. After iser and up is a trefa. Amaloi. So Rabbi Yisrael Meroy asked Rabbi Shimon Levi, "V'aloi Rachel achas hoysav shchunasai." We had a sheep, sheep in our neighborhood over here, a male sheep. Shenikdar kana shala. They got a hole in his trachea. V'also lo krumim shal kana. And what we did was we took some reeds and we made a little cast on the trachea. V'choisa, and it got better. So what? How can you say it's a trefa? Amaloi. Valdat samach, are you samach on that? That's what Shmuel Levi answered. I'll bring you a raya. We don't not samach on that. Valoi, and these are the words of the story that he gave to us. Valoi halacha revachas be Yisrael. We know there's a halacha psuka in Klal Yisrael. This is the minute of Gan's Klal Yisrael. Kind of spashed on a minute. That what shmutas a yarech boif is treifa. And still, the Tanagurus heard Rav Shimon Mechalafta. Rav Shimon Mechalafta had this chicken, this Tanagurus, that the Yarech came out, but also lost Shefer Shakana, and it made it Shefer Shakana, a tube of reeds. The Chayisan lived. So you see, it's not a trefa. And we know it's Halacha Ravachas, that's trefa. That it lived for less than 12 months. It died within 12 months. Here was a story with your trachea. You're right, it lived, it got better. But within 12 months, it was dead. And that makes it a trefa. So Adkan, the Maisav, in this story, we see that Halacha Ravachas, we saw all that trefa. So even if we have his big machlokes, Rav Huna, what's the version? If Shmutas Hayerach Ba'oif is kosher, or Shmutas Hayerach Ba'oif is trefa. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa is halacha revachas be Yisrael, shmutas yerech ba'oif is a treifa.
What about the story with
Rebbe? Huh?
What about the story with
Rebbe? Right, Rebbe was before the earlier dar. Rebbe definitely held it was kosher. But what's halacha lamaisa today? So we go with the was a spashin in Klal Yisrael. And this story is much later. Much later. That was the Rebbe's Tama Tanayim. This is Tama Amarayim. It's a much later story. And he says that was halacha revachas be Yisrael. They kind of spashed. It became the minig. That was the minig. And they held that lemaisa, that's the minik that it's treifa. Zot mara vayta. Shem mechalafta she'askom v'dvarim hoya. Omru lava Shem mechalafta. Instead of Shem mechalafta, he was a big askin. The word askin is not something that was that word wasn't created in Lakewood. It's actually a Gemara from the Gemara's times already. Askin here. Omru lava, but the bent a little different than today, I think. Omru lava Shem mechalafta she'askom v'dvarim hoya. He was askin. What does it mean? He's askin. That when there was a shaila in learning, he checked out the metzias hadvarim, and that's what he used to do. I'm going to give two examples of it. Shaskim dvarim haya, vaya oisa dava lohitzim libe shal Rabbi Yehuda, and he did an experiment in order to be moitzi from the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, from the heart of Rabbi Yehuda, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Shehu Yehuda Aimer, and our Mishnah Yehuda said that emnitla hanoitza psula. Our Mishnah says that a chicken, a bird, that loses all its small feathers that are close to the skin, it's like a galuda. It's a galuda, it's possible. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it won't live. Man, there was the story of Rabbi Shimon Chalaf. He's trying to disprove Rabbi Yehuda. He said, they lost all small feathers. What did he do? He put the chicken into an oven. Not only put it into an oven, he used this cloak that the blacksmith uses that's very warm. It's made to catch all the pieces of the copper that flies off when they're soldering. So it's a thick thing. And it could keep the chicken warm. But gid look at the fayim. And it grew bigger feathers than it used to have. It regenerated itself completely. So Rabbi Shimon Chalaf, want to be right from here, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, here the Gemara doesn't answer, oh, maybe died after 12 months, because here the raya was, the thing itself that was making a treifa grew back. The mamash grew back those stuff, so therefore it's a raya, it's not a treifa. Maybe Yehuda holds that a treifa, before it dies, it gets better. Maybe the thing gets better. Treifa shabachas. So tomorrow, no, but it still wouldn't make sense. Okay, meet the mitifa ba hegdila gafayim achar v'yisra shaynim. He says, nah, even if it gets better, a treifa, and then it dies, it still doesn't, it will apply to other evarim. But the thing itself of making a treifa, that should grow better, that wouldn't happen if we made it a treifa. And therefore, he held that this is a raya, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, that's one example. We wouldn't call him an askin for one thing. What was the other thing he did as an askin? Ma askin v'dvarim. What's another example where he was askin v'dvarim? Amram v'shar shedachsiv. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Leich el namala. Go to an ant. Otzel. I'm going to read you the two psukim and try to touch some of it. Leich el namala says, go to an ant. Otzel. Re'ei. Means a lazy person, go to an ant. Go check an ant. Every lazy person check an ant. Look at his ways and get smart. Asha'in lo katzin. It does not have a melech. Katzin as a leader. It doesn't have a melech. Shoiter, a moish, doesn't have any policeman. And still, it goes ahead and tochim bekai its lachma. It goes in the summer and prepares all its lechem. It works so hard, it prepares all its food for the year. Not only that, it doesn't steal from anyone else. Each ant prepares their own food. And they move back and forth, they're not lazy. So any lazy person, if he wants to get a little chizik, go to the ant. So Lamaisa, he wanted to see if the taka don't have a melech. Maybe they have a melech. That's what he wanted to see. Now, Tosfos right away asks that we know it was a Gemara in Melechus Asfina where a certain Talmud was malagleg on Divri Chazal, on Divri Chachamim. Here we have Shlomo HaMelech telling you something. You have to go check it out. So Tosfos speaks out, Shani Yochus Shabala Vara Adava Ladia Eich Yad Shlomo. He just wanted to figure out how does Shlomo know this. That's what he's trying to do. He knew Shlomo was saying it was true. There's no Melech. He just wanted to say, like, let's prove it. Let's see if you can prove it. So he said like this, Oma Ezel Echsi, I want to go see myself. Ivadid Lesu Malki, the Taka is no king. Also Tukuvas Thomas. He went in the middle of the summer in Tukuvas Thomas. Now, the ants, they don't like sun. They like shade. They don't like a lot of sun. So he went to Tukuvas Thomas. Parseglim, he took off his bekacha. Akine the Shumsh, and he put it, Parseglim, Akine the Shumshmi, and he spread it over an ant hole, an ant where the nest where all the ants are. So Nafik Osachar now, one of them came out of his hole, and he sees, ooh, it's very shady. So, and first of all, Rav Shimon Chalafta put a simon on it, put a simon on this ant, so you should remember this ant. Asach by simon, every ant looks the same. So you want to remember this ant, he puts a simon on it. Asach by simon, all, the ant went back into the den, into his abode. Amaluhu, Nafal Tula, there's shade outside. They all came out. Nafkuvasu, they all came out. When they all came out, there's 1,000 ants over here. Rav Shimon Chalaf took away his bekacha. Vasu Dalia Glime took away his coat. Nafal Shimshu, all of a sudden the sun's very sunny. So all the other ants were furious at this one ant. Nafal of a katle, they jumped on him and killed him. And he saw the ant with the simon is dead now. Amar Shmamino, Lestu Malka. See, they don't have a king. The Islu, if they had a king, I'm one of the Malka, then we have to ask permission from the Melech. Bring him to court. You don't just kill the ant without asking permission. So it's a riot, they don't have a king. Amar Racham, Rey, the Rav Rashi, three tainus. Maybe the Melech was one of those people in the entourage. How do you know? Those ants. One of those ants in the entourage was the Melech. And that's why they killed him. Inami, Harmon of the Malka, maybe they have a decree from the Melech. Anyone who makes a lie like that gets killed. Third pshat, Nami, bein malka l'malka. Maybe they were in between kings, the chsiv. But yom meim ein melech b'Yisrael is Yosher and Yasa. Where there's no king, everyone knows what they want. Elos smoicham rusta l'shloim. Let's be soimich on the nemonis of Shloim HaMelech that there's no king. So the Gemara vayta. Amar Avuna. Simin l'treifa yor b'Yis Chodesh. We're going to the Gemara here. Different simonim that you know something's a treifa. Now you should just know, treifa is not a behemoth that's sick or mesukenes or is going to die. It's not called treifa. Treifa is something that's missing in the body. That's what treifa is. A mesukenes is a behemoth is about to die. It, like an old age, a behemoth that has old age now, and you know it's going to die in a month, is not a treifa. That's a mesukenes. But a treifa is a behemoth that gets some kind of deficiency in its organs, makes it a treifa. You have the treifas. Now, how do you know if something's a treifa? Well, it's a simen. If it's a Suffolk treifa, for example, in the case where you have a Suffolk treifa, you're not sure. So 12 months is the simen. If it lives 12 months, it's not a treifa. If it does not live 12 months, then it is a treifa. I'm going to review the simen treifa, it's treifa, Yibes Chodesh.
Huh? I knew when it happened.
No, you see something happen. You see a little drusa, let's say, but you're not sure. You can't find the simen drusa. You let it wait 12 months. After 12 months, it's good. Huh?
A heart defect. How do you know?
Well, if it dies, then you have to go to Suffolk. You don't arrive. But if it lives 12 months, you have a riot connected. It's a heter, basically. If it lives 12 months, you know you don't have to worry about Drusha. If it lives 12 months, you're not sure, but you can't eat it. It's still a Suffolk. So Sivan is your base Chodesh. Meisve is similar treif, because she ain't a Yeledes. A Sivan for a treif is, if it does not give birth, then it's a Suffolk treif still. If it gives birth, it's not a treif anymore. So we have another Sivan. But the Maros Kashmir for Meisve is, not one person says, not one Tana says, that the Sivan is your base Chodesh. Meisve is similar treif, because she ain't a Yeledes. If it gets more robust after this accident, we know that's kosher. Misnava veleches, if it keeps getting worse, be a dua shu trefa. You know it's a trefa. That's another simon of its brisa. Rebbe Yom is similar trefa shloish v'yem. 30 days is the simon. If it lives more than 30 days, it's not a trefa. Or Maloy, he told Rebbe, Maloy, Harbi miskayim and shalim v'shalim. They live 2 or 3 years. But in any case, there's no man, the yom says 12 months. So it's a pella. We have over here, Rav Huna says 12 months, and we have a bunch of Tanayim, we say different shurim. No one says 12 months. So Gemara Tanayi, Tzachak Tanayim, Tanayim Tanayim Brisa. This is talking about having a hole in the skull, what's called a treifa or gavim kabotuma. The Bryce is actually gavim kabotuma. What's called a treifa? So by gagelas, by a skull, a hole like the shear of an awl, of a makdeach, of roifim, which is a certain type of drill of roifim, if it's that size, then it's a treifa. With gagelas, shiesh b'nekev, echad aruch, even if it's a long hole, I feel nekavim harbi, even a bunch of little holes, mitztarfim l'moli makdeach. It combines to the shear of Mali Makdeach. And the Brice goes further. There was a mice in the city called Imbul. So a person got a hole in his skull. But also a chiduk shal karuya. And they made a band-aid made out of gourds. And a dry gourds. And v'chayin, they lived. That was the summer. The kimish over will love my sinai. Once the winter passed, the yad meis died. So you see from Shem Ralaza, the shear is 12 months. So we had a kasher of Huna. There's no Tana holds like that. Yeah, we do have a Tana. Shem Ralaza holds that the shear of treif is Yud Beis Chodesh, which is 12 months.